Unit 1.7. Exercise 2, page 18.
Speaker A.
I'm what people call a white-collar professional. You know, the suits, the ties, the big office with a view. I must say it was quite tough getting to the top, and now that I'm here, it's pretty stressful. A lot of my colleagues play golf or squash when they want to let off steam after a hard day. I was never interested in that kind of thing. My wife is from the country, so she's always had an avid interest in gardening. A few months ago, I was watching her plant some roses. She asked me for some help, and for the first time in my life, I actually got my hands dirty. It was amazing. I can honestly say I'm hooked.
Speaker B.
On graduating, I got a fantastic job offer from a very reputable company. I worked my way up the ladder, and anybody at the firm will tell you that I always got results. That is, until management changed. The new boss is the type that likes to come in and shake things up. Well, he just has a different way of thinking. I can't work the way he wants me to. That's why I decided to take up my brother-in-law's offer. Okay, so it's a totally different kind of thing to what I have been used to, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm doing things the way I want to.
Speaker C.
My husband and I got married very young, and I worked in a supermarket so that he could finish his university degree. Our kids came along very quickly, and by the time little Joey, our youngest, had started school, I was still only 25. I was bored being at home alone all day. My husband, Bill, heard about the sociology courses being offered at the university in our town. Well, the people there were very enthusiastic about my secondary school grades and thought that I would do very well on their program. They were right. Last week I got my degree. I don't know who was prouder, me or my husband, Bill.
Speaker D.
I was born and raised on a large cattle farm. Of course, at my house we ate a lot of meat. After I had grown up and moved to the big city, I saw no reason to change the way I ate. At least 3 times a week, I was still cooking and consuming steaks and roasts and so on. Then I began having health problems. My doctor put it down to lack of exercise and the way I ate. His diagnosis really frightened me, and since then I haven't touched a piece of beef. At first it was quite difficult, but now, 2 years later, I find I don't miss it at all.
Speaker E.
After I had been married for 5 years, I got a great promotion at the bank and we decided we could now finally buy our first house. It wasn't anything fancy, mind you. It was old and needed a lot of renovations. Now, I've always been good with my hands, so I decided I would do most of the work myself. Visitors always asked me who had done the work on the house, so I started to think about renovating houses on the side. Of course, with my regular job at the bank and now the work I do at the weekends, I rarely have a moment to myself, but I love doing it and the extra cash is nothing to complain about either.
Speaker F.
The city has many advantages. It was fun to begin with and there were lots of job opportunities and things to do, but we began to miss the simple things in life, like a walk on the beach and feeling more in tune with nature. We were both brought up in the country, so we took the plunge and moved here. Our city friends are amazed that we grow all our own fruit and vegetables, and all the excess we trade with others for goods and services. Now, when I want my hair cut, my hairdresser accepts apples or potatoes instead of money.